Happy New Year to you. I'll be saying that for a while. This is January the 5th of 2023. Well, it is a fresh new start, and there still remains 360 days of the year. So, wow, we have a lot of time to plan and look for new things to do, and also continue to make new goals for yourself. Because all things are possible through Christ Jesus, right? Right. My name is Linda Sims, and welcome to my show, A Voice of a People. This is WGH Talk, and we also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Or you have the privilege and the opportunity to download a free app. And that app is called TuneIn, and type in search WWGH. And you can do this on any electronic device. Cell phones, iPhones, laptops, or computers, even Chromebooks. Any device that you are able to download apps. So try that. The name of the app is called TuneIn, and type in search. In the search part, WWGH, okay? And take advantage of the many talk show programs we have to offer you. Or if you would like to call in during a live broadcast, if you would like to answer or ask any questions, please call 740-383-9944. Always looking forward to participation from our audience. I think there are a lot of you that are very shy out there, but we still anticipate your participation by calling 740-383-9944. Also, I need to share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappies Hydraulic Hose Specialist. Now, hydraulic is for semis, those type of trucks, so... I don't know if a lot of people knew that, but I didn't when he first started supporting me. But those of you who don't, it's for semi-trucks, those type of rigs. Okay, they are located at 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. The number there is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street in Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. There will be no free produce until April the 15th of this year of 2023. So please mark your calendars, and not only that, share with other people that you know you may know, you know, used or had need of free produce and participated in that program. So let them know there will be no free produce until April the 15th of 2023. Well, we do still have Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company with 30 years of experience working for you. The owner there is Cheryl Lee. The location is LaRue, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-262-0939. I have a thought for you today, and that thought is titled, Play Games. Why do you go to work? For the pay or to play? Money takes the L out of play, and we forget that life is just a game. The game is just an exchange, an interplay of energies, a divine dance. You give the energy. Hold on, please. Hello? Hi. Okay. Bye. Never know when there's an emergency, right? Right. Let me get back to my thought for today. Okay. The game is just an exchange, an interplay of energies, a divine dance. You give the energy of your head and hands, and you receive money in return. Misery comes when you live only to receive. This is how we kill the fun in life. Every scene in our life is a game requiring certain skills and abilities to play it well. When you do, and you taste success at playing, you are having fun again. Put the L back in pay and watch work transform itself into a game, a dance. Go to play, not for the pay. Pay is just a bonus. What do you think about that? Do you go to work for the pay or to play? But I guess in all things, we should learn how to enjoy life, right? Enjoy work. That's why they say, I believe, do something that you really like doing. Do something that you love to do, and then you will delight yourself in your job or your profession or your career. But if you just do something because you have to do it, I guess that does take the L out of play, and you're just there for the pay. So I guess we should think more about what we really want to do, what we enjoy doing, and not only will we play, but we will enjoy it more. Not only that, they say you even do better at what you like doing. You do better at it. And that makes sense, doesn't it? So let us start off this new year doing what we love to do. Make that our profession. You know, if you love doing for people or making a way for people to have a better life and new inventions, witty inventions comes from God, you know, and people are always coming up with new inventions of making it easier for people to live life and to enjoy life. And I know a couple people that I know of did receive that robo vacuum cleaner, and boy, are they having a good time. They don't have to worry about vacuuming anymore. Isn't that great, right? Well, I'm not there yet, but still. It was a great gift that they received, the women that I had talked to. It goes about its business, cleans up the floor, and then goes back into its cubbyhole where it's supposed to be, right? How great is that? You know what it's like digging out that, dragging out that very heavy vacuum cleaner. You ever owned a Bissell and how heavy that is? And not only that, it's so strong it kind of grabs the carpet up from the floor. Wow. Revolutionary inventions are always on the horizon for us to take advantage of, and that we can do better, right? Or make it easier for other people. Hey, my hat is off to those who came up with that robotic type vacuum cleaner. I don't even know what they call it, but that's what it does. It cleans your floors automatically. Now, I wish it was a type of robotic engineer that I could hook up to this radio station. Not only that, to work the soundboards and the computers, and it's just like one of those things. I didn't go on live because my guest isn't here, but he is on his way. He just called. That's why I say, you know, emergencies happen all the time. You just never know what it's going to be and when it's going to happen, right? So bear with me this morning. Now, what are you doing for the new year? How did you bring the new year in? Did you come with enthusiasm? Did you come with great expectations of what this new year is going to hold for you and your family? Did you make any New Year's resolutions, or do you do that? Is that part of your coming into a new year? Well, I did not really come with the New Year's resolution, but I do have great expectations of what is to come. I do believe God that, according to Jeremiah 29:11, that I know the plans and the thoughts I have for you, and that is plans of peace and not of evil, and to bring you to an expected end. And that is the end that God has devised for me. I do have great expectations and hopes in that verse. That verse is Jeremiah 29:11. I used to print out scriptures and take a magnet and stick it on my refrigerator whenever I was in the kitchen, and I would be, which is near my stove and the countertop, and I could look up and read those scriptures. And I would read them every day, and it would so inspire me. And there was another one, the Jabez Prayer. Remember when that was so big and great, and everyone was talking about it and writing books on it and newspaper articles on it? Well, I actually wrote that down also. I prayed that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be upon me, that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. What a powerful scripture. And I think that is in 1 Chronicles 4, 9, and 10. I think that's it. But what powerful scriptures to look forward to and to read daily to help lead you and guide you this inspiring and great new year of 2023. What other way? Well, you may have your own ways that you look forward to new things and great things happening for you, but those are just some suggestions that I have just tossed out there to you because they worked so great in my life, the Word of God, because that is the only truth that we have is God's Word, because God is truth. Truth is a person, you know, and He gives us peace, which He promises in Jeremiah, and peace is a person, you know. How else can He give you peace except He be peace Himself? Wow, what a wonderful and awesome God we serve. And He alone is awesome. And His works are awesome. But that's what I look forward to in this new year. Great things. A new season of miracles are on the way for each and every one of you. I just believe that. If you're listening to this show, and maybe you can share that with someone else, they may not even be listening to this show, but you can share that with them. That new miracles are on the horizon. Maybe some things that have not happened for you yet, and you had been waiting for it to happen, and you've been praying for it diligently and expecting it to happen. Well, maybe this is the year and the time it will happen for you or for those you're praying for. You know, I know we all have loved ones that we constantly pray for. I'm sure. I know I do. It's like a constant prayer. But also, I'm learning to put them in God's hands, even though I'm praying. You know, we pray, others pray, and they add water to it, but God adds the increase. He is the only one who can touch the hearts and minds of men and women and give them a desire to change, or give them a desire to want Him and His will and His way for them. What a powerful and awesome God we serve. You know, nothing gets past Him, nor can. The only potentate, I know you heard me talking about that last year, the only potentate, and don't you ever forget it, the only crowned ruler we have, high above Prince Charles and anyone else is wearing a crown, the only potentate, our blessed Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is soon to return. And are you preparing yourself for that event? No, we don't know when that event is going to happen, because God says, the day that you think not, the Son of Man cometh. He will be coming. I was reading John 14. You know, and He was saying, I go away to prepare a place for you, you know. And if I was, He said, in my Father's house there are many mansions, and if it was not so, I would not have said these things to you. So that means God cannot lie. That's why He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the only way to heaven and to God, the Father. I am the only truth that you will ever hear. Like they said, unadulterated truth. And I offer the only life worth living. Do you hear Him loud and clear this morning? He offers the only life worth living. That means we don't have to go and, it doesn't mean don't make plans or don't expect things to happen, but saying, okay, Lord, I put my life in your hands. Do with it what you will. But that doesn't mean that he doesn't expect us to make plans. Like, I have the radio show. If it is the Lord's will, if the Lord bless and say the same, I will be on the radio. I will go here safely. That's what God means. Put me first. Put me first. And that's another challenge for each and every one of you this year. Put God first. And not just you and what you want to do in your life day in, day out. You know, I have to do this. I have to do that. I have to go here. I have to go there. Only if the Lord bless and say the same, you will do that. Because it's only His grace and mercy that we live and move and have our being in Him. It's in Him that we have our being. It's in Him that we have our life. Without Him, we are nothing. We can do nothing. We have no life. If God had not given us breath, air to breathe, we wouldn't exist. And if He would take His breath, we all would fall dead. Lifeless. Nothing. And what's so beautiful about that is, I know you're saying, well, what do you mean? What's beautiful about non-existent or falling dead? God understands our frailty. He understands that. We are nothing without Him. And He has mercy on us. And He helps us. And He gives us a lot of times to live. Wow, isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful? That He loves you that much and He cares that much about you. Individually, corporately, internationally, worldly as a whole, but never forget individually. He is your God. He is my God. Don't allow anyone to take that from you, because He is personal and He wants to be personal to you and with you. And He wants you to look at Him as your personal Savior and Lord and Master. Ruler. That's what Lord means. Owner, ruler, master. You are His. Believe it or not. You are His. And He is yours. I know in Revelation it says, they will be my people. And I will be their God. Okay. Wow. One day we will see Him just as He is. And we will be like Him. I know it's far beyond our imagination what that would even look like. Or what that would even mean. Because we're so dwelt in what's the word? Internally dwelling in this world and in this world system, things of the world, that when it comes to stretching our imagination to even imagine what that type of future will hold, like heaven, a new heaven and a new earth coming down from the sky to New Jerusalem. What is that? What is that? What will that consist of? Where the streets are paved with gold and there's 12 gates to the city, and each gate is a precious gem, pearl, onyx, sapphire, rubies. Can you imagine that great city that will be coming down from heaven? Wow. I can't. Streets paved with gold. Wow. Is that what we have to look forward to? I think so. In the future. If it was not so, it would not be in the Bible, right? Unless, you know, just look forward to those things. I look forward to life every day. Every day. And I don't think I wonder, like, well, what's going to happen today, you know? How am I going to accomplish this? I just trust God. I've learned to trust God. I used to wonder and worry about those things and run around here and there and helter-skelter, and any little thing would just have me frantic. I mean frantic. And I would be losing it, you know. People would be listening to me and thinking I'm crazy. No, I'm not crazy, but there was a time when I was there. And I would be frantic, and I'd be scrambling around and talking out loud to myself, and why this and why that, you know. But God has moved me to another place. I thank Him for it so much, because I have more peace. I have more peace from the Prince of Peace. That's one of His attributes, personalities, or person, Prince of Peace. He says, "My peace I give to you." That was also in John 14. "My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, but my peace. And His peace surpasses all understanding." Because you can't understand it. When everything is in chaos and you're at peace, we can't understand that. That's far beyond our imagination. We cannot understand that. Wow. How precious is our God. How mighty is He. How excellent is He. Wow. How excellent is Thy name in all the earth, O God. That's what David said. How excellent is Thy name. Let me see if I can find that scripture for you real quickly while I'm still waiting on my guest, but that's okay. I guess God has some things He wanted you to hear this morning. I think that is Psalms 8. David is one of my favorite characters in the Bible, because he did not mince words. He told God exactly how he felt and exactly what he wanted God to do for him. And that's what God expects from each and every one of us. Here it is. Psalms 8. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is Thy name in all the earth, who has set Thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast Thou ordained strength because of Thine enemies, that Thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. Only God has the power to still the enemy, to stop Satan from hurting, to stop Satan from destroying, and stop Satan from killing, and using other people to do His evil deeds. Only God can hinder that. Only God can slow it down. Only God can stop it. When I consider the heavens, this is David talking, the work of Thy fingers, the moon and the stars which Thou hast ordained, which He has ordered to be there, ordered to orchestrate and to move according to how He wants them to shine, and stars die and fall, and meteors are shooting across the sky, and the sun rises and sets automatically, and the moon rises and sets automatically. All those things have been ordained of God. What is man? Out of all God's creation, even David is saying, even the angels were saying, what is man that Thou art mindful of him? Why do you think about man? Why do you visit man? Why do you help man? After all man did against you, he rebelled against you, he was disobedient to you. What is so mindful? What is it about man that you are so mindful of him? And the Son of Man, that Thou visit him? Yeah. He visited them. He visits you. He visits me. And even in the Old Testament, he visited Moses and those men of the head of the tribes, and even sat down and ate with them. What is man that Thou art mindful of him? He has mercy on us. He has compassion for us and with us. We are on His mind because He cares about us. He cares. We are His most precious creation. We are. Mankind is God's most precious creation. Out of all the creation, all things were good. But when He created man, He says, "This is very good." Made in His image and in His likeness. "For thou hast made him a little lower than yourself, and hast crowned him with glory and honor." This is how God sees man, and He has crowned man with the glory of God and honor. God had to shed and shine His glory on man. After all, we do the same when we have our children and grandchildren. We care about them. We have empathy for them. We do all we can for them. You know, they resemble us. They are part of us. It's family. It's DNA, you know. So it's like that. So God says, you know, even if a mother gives away her child and cares nothing about her child, "I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. I will always be with you, even until the end. And I will be your helper," according to Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. Now, verse 6 says, "Thou made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet." Man. God created this world and he told man to have dominion over all the work of his hands. I guess that's why man set the calendar and set dates and holidays and did all those type of things. You know, he used the resources that God left here, like trees, take the wood. He has given man witty inventions of how to use wood, how to construct buildings, and how to make bricks and skyscrapers, you know, or how to use steel and to make railroad tracks and all those type of things. God has given man witty inventions of how to bring these things to pass that helps us to grow and go throughout this world and enjoy the things that God has given man witty inventions to create. Because he supplied the resources. Because the resources are here. Water, grass, trees, sky, air, you know, even fire. Okay. "All sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field," all these things are under the dominion of man. "The fowl of the air and the fish of the sea and whatsoever pass through the paths of the seas. Thou madest man to have dominion over the works of thy hands." All these are the works of God's hands. He's put these things under man's feet. "O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth." An excellent name, a perfect name, a majestic name. Infallible. Incapable of making mistakes. That's who God is. That's how God is. He's perfect. He's never done anything wrong. He's without sin. Even when he incarnated himself into the body that called Jesus Christ, he didn't sin either. He was the perfect example to pay the price for our sins. He said that, you know, he came to save mankind from the sin sin that was imputed upon us from the Garden of Eden. And he came to save us from our sin. And that's a sin nature. Because there was nothing we could do. We were powerless over it. And God knew that. He knew that. That was another reason why he wanted to experience life as a human being, to understand and know what we were going through and how it really affected us, or how it affected the body. You know, because he hungered and he ate, he drank, he cried, he suffered, he bled, he died, he was ridiculed, he was rejected. A man of sorrows, and he was very acquainted with grief. He loved us so much, he wanted to experience what we were experiencing. Like, can I walk in my, am I my brother's keeper? Will I walk in his shoes? Well, sometimes no. We don't want to walk in their shoes. It depends on how big those shoes are, right? And what that brother is going through, you know. I might well pray for that brother, but it's like, wow. I don't want to walk in their shoes. Excuse me. But I do like to have empathy for people and compassion upon people and wish them well in all their endeavors. And we have to be careful with those type of things, but wishing people well. And I was thinking, wow, my guest didn't show up, and I'm not even ready to go on with this show, but I serve an awesome God, and he is always ready. He is always ready to give you hope and assurance and confidence that he is real and that he loves you. And he, if you have not received him as your Lord and Savior from sin, he's right there with his hands outstretched saying, come, come. He loves you anyway. I mean, you cannot stop God from loving you no matter what you do. Because God is love as well as he is peace. And he is joy. He's long-suffering with each and every one of us. He suffers long with us. Because I'm sure none of us came to Christ the first time we heard his voice, or the first time we felt the tugging, him tugging on our hearts. So he suffered long with you. You know, and if you're there now, give him praise and glory, because it was not of yourself. He gave you the desire to come and the want to come. So what do? We do nothing. We do nothing. He literally does it all. And one of the things, you know, I thought about and was thinking, I came to Christ. And I thought I came on my own. But it was him drawing me all the time. Drawing me in. Serenading me. Going the extra mile for me. Showing me over and over and over and over and over again how much he loved me. And how my life mattered to him, and how I lived it mattered to him. He so desired to give me what he wanted me to have, the desires of my heart. He did that for me. He will do that for you. He will do that for you. If you just believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. There is a great reward waiting for each and every one of you. That is eternal life. Because one day we're all going to pass this way and not come back. But it doesn't mean that life is over. We all will have a destination. We're just, you know, We want to make sure we make the right decisions, make the right choice, and go to the right place. Right? Right. I'm sure you all agree with me on that. Yeah, we want to go to the right place and do the right thing. Oh, my. Wow, look what the sunshine blew in this morning. You must have been sleeping really good, huh?
I've been flaky lately.
It's kind of like that, right?
I've been really sick lately.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
So, okay.
You admit it.
That's all right. That's all right. Well, Jeff Porter just blew in. Sunshine brought him in. Praise God for that. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good to see you. Wow. I've been having a great time with the audience and just talking about the goodness of God and how He so desires for us to trust Him for this new year and lean, depend, and rely upon Him, right?
Yes.
Right. So, Jeff Porter is the author of Expressions of the Last Day. Now, we will go live next hour.
It's not on?
No, not right now. I mean, I'm on, yeah, but not on Facebook Live.
Oh.
So, we'll go live the next hour.
Oh, okay, okay, good.
Yeah, yeah. So, how have you been? Happy New Year to you.
I've been sick.
Oh, my.
Yeah, kind of sick, yeah.
So what you been doing? What you been taking for it?
Well, I got a whole salad bowl full of medicine from VA.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to start over with my social worker coming in and reorganizing it, though I messed it up.
Okay. That's always a good thing.
Yeah, really. So, well, at least that snow's gone.
Ooh, yes, it is. And that bitter cold.
Yes. And I got my TV fixed.
Great.
So that was nice.
You said you have...
A bunch of stuff went wrong. Huh?
You have a dish, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what all went wrong with your dish?
I don't know. I just turned it on and that blue screen came on and said no signal. And couldn't get it to do nothing. So I called them and eventually they sent a technician.
Okay.
And yesterday they got it fixed. So.
Well, great. You're back in there watching TV, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Got to have that right now.
What would we do without TV?
Right now, I don't know. I go a little bit crazy because I just haven't had the energy to do a lot of things that I'd like to do. But
I know how that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I watch TV a lot of times.
Or to push to get up and go and do something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're going to ask God for a little bit more of that push this year.
Yeah, we need some energy here.
Yeah, to get up and move forward, you know.
Yeah.
To help us. To help
us. I need that more than anything.
Be motivated.
And my sleep's been messed up.
Okay. I think a lot of people came in the new year with colds, and I think they were saying that COVID was going to be on the rise or is on the rise right now, and the flu.
I don't need that.
Amen. Amen. So,
the Lord woke me up this morning.
Amen. That's every morning.
Well, I mean, He woke me up, you know, and said, hey, get up. Look at the clock.
Oh, okay.
You know? Go, oh. So I had my alarm set, and I thought I had it made, so I turned it off and overslept.
Did you?
I usually don't oversleep, but I did this time.
Okay. I let mine ring anyway.
Yeah?
Yeah, because...
You never know.
If I don't get out that bed, I will fall back to sleep, right? I already know that, so... I have it set every half an hour, like 7, 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'll just let it ring, yeah, which will help, you know, get me out.
Oh, mine won't do that.
If you set it like that, it will.
It just has a thing where you set the alarm for one time.
No. I have to look at your clock. I'm sure.
Okay.
I'm sure you can do it like every 15 minutes, every half an hour if you need to.
You mean the
every day
snooze alarm?
That's 5 minutes, the snooze alarm.
Yeah.
That's kind of automatic if you don't.
Hmm.
If you don't, like, stop it when it'll go on to snooze automatically.
Okay.
And then it'll ring back in 5 minutes. But you had the option of that, too. It asks you, do you want to do snooze or whatever, you know? Yeah.
It's like my system wants me to sleep when I don't, when I'm not supposed to, and then not sleep when I'm supposed to.
Of course. This is a new year, so.
Yeah, I have to take the opposite view here.
New year. New challenges. New horizons.
Yes.
Yes, 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 yes. And guess what?
What?
We have 360 more days left in this year.
Yeah. Wow.
That's a long stretch, isn't it?
Well, maybe I'll start feeling better.
Yeah, let's hope so.
In the middle of the year, you know.
Let's hope it don't take that long, but you got a long stretch.
Ugh.
This is just the beginning. Yeah. Jeff Porter. Happy New Year.
So, yay.
So what are you going to do? Any plans for the new year?
No, not in particular.
Okay. More walking? Dead on horizon?
I gotta get that started back up again.
Well, we pray now that God helps you, motivate you, move you, and get you started. Get you started. I walked yesterday at the Y.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh. Have you got a membership there?
Yeah. Silver Sneakers, yeah.
Oh.
You probably got that, too.
No. If I do, it'll kick in February. Because I just got Medicare.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and then you have access to the pool and all that, too.
I hope so.
Yeah.
We'll see what's going on.
Right.
In February.
Yeah. I think most people have that on their insurance.
Well, I don't get Medicare B until February.
Okay.
Got A, but I don't have B yet.
You're young. 60?
6.
66. Okay. Yeah, it's coming. It's coming. It's coming.
I didn't think I would ever be 66.
I understand that. I didn't think I'd be my age either. I didn't think
you're
I'd live that
tell
long.
Us,
no,
are you?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Enough people tell it for me, so whatever. But still.
You always want to know your age.
I don't know why. What difference
all
will that make?
All this paperwork.
But, you know, when I was growing up, I thought 30 was old. 30 years
didn't
old.
Everybody?
I don't
think,
know.
Oh, my gosh, you know, that guy read something out of the paper. I remember doing that. And I, where a guy 45 had died. I said something to my mom about that. I said, boy, he was pretty old, huh? She said, 45? I hope not. I'm 56 or something like that. I go, whoa. But your mom's supposed to be old.
Yeah. Well, I knew she was older, but my mother never looked at old.
No, oh, really?
No. No. She had me, I think, 19. 19. And in a way, she kind of grew up with me, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. She just never looked at old to me. Never did.
Hmm.
She died when she was 62, so she was still a young woman.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
What did she die from?
She had lung cancer, and it had went to her brain.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. And when we found out, it was too late. They gave us no hope. She only lasted. She didn't even last 90 days after we found out she had it.
Hmm.
So it was kind of quickly. Wasn't sudden death, but, you know, quick. Thank God he gave us time to be with her before, you know, she left.
Yeah, I'd rather not have it strung out. Like, my mom, she just really just lingered for a long time. And she had, her heart was, like, only operating at, like, 18% or something. You know, so.
But your mother lived a long life. She was 80-something, right?
97.
97! Wow.
Yep.
If only, right? We make it that far.
Yeah. Well, you know, she was in a nursing home for, gosh, at least 15 years.
Really?
Yeah, because she had a stroke.
Okay. It didn't seem like that long. Well, I just met you, what, 2000 and...
Yeah, she'd already been in there quite a while.
Okay. Maybe 10, 11 I met you. Mm-hmm. Maybe even later, I don't remember. When did you start going to VITM?
I went to VITM about the same amount of time that I came here to the radio.
Oh.
I had just started there when I met you.
Okay. That was like 2014.
Yeah, probably something
yeah.
like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, wow, I had been going there since 07.
Really?
Yeah. I served 13 years there. Yeah.
Wow, really?
Yeah, a long time I was there. But we're out of time. Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here on WGH Talk, streaming live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Don't forget to download free app called TuneIn or call in during live broadcast like today, 740-383-9944. Until next hour, 11:15 to the top of the hour, 12 noon. Till next time, be blessed. Happy New Year.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio, the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something in the Bozo voice for those people?
You know, the funny thing is, and as I mentioned before, my voice and Bozo's pretty much ended up sounding the same. I'll tell you one quick story. My wife and I were having dinner in a restaurant, and my wife said something funny.